أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأخرجوهم حيث أخرجوكم والفتنة أشد من القتل. ولا تقاتلوهم عند المسجد الحرام حتى يقاتلوكم فيه، فإن قاتلوكم فاقتلوهم كذلك جزاء الكافرين. فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله، فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص، فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم، واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Inshallah, we are going to consider our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the Blessed Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral rulings behind the verses of the Blessed Quran, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of the sequences, its sentences, and its formation. If you could recall, we are still reading verse 190, 191, and 192 of the second chapter Surah Al-Baqarah, of which yesterday in our session we were discussing about the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason behind the revelation of those verses. As we mentioned earlier, these verses that the Almighty mentioned فَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا تُقَاتِلُوهُمْ عِندَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ حَتَّى يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِيهِ فَإِنْ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوهُمْ كَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ فَإِنِ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. That these verses were among the verses that were revealed to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam in the initial years after the Hijrah, which particularly within the sixth year after Hijrah. Mentioned the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam revealed to the companions the resolution in their matters. If you could recall the hadith of Khabbab ibn al-Arad when he met the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah near the Ka'bah, while the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was reclining and saw the filah. He asked the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, "Ala tansir lah? Ala tansir lah?" The Messenger of Allah, "Won't you seek intervention for us?" The reply that Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam gave to Khabbab again is that they should be patient. They should pass away with the situation. And he reflects him back to the occurrences from the history, what has happened. He gave him the examples of some communities and how they have been in difficulties and how they manage the situation. Yes, indeed, maybe in some conditions of difficulty, hardship, trials. But amor of the action matters. Amor of understanding also matters. The Judah psychomatic matters. And explicitly, even after the revelation of this particular verse, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and his companions did not directly side by. This is Makkah, the Quraysh waged war against the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and his companions. After Makkah to Badr, and after the Uhud, see the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam had not waged a war against him. For the Uhud, he went in order to defend his community, defend the perspectives. And the city that he is living with, the city of Medina. And that's the reason why a person has to be very educated before addressing the issue of war. But today, if you move around your community in the social media, you see how people are speaking without neglecting regarding the issues of war. Everyone is a wise person in terms of this matter. And that's the reason why things are becoming difficult to some people. Because they indulge themselves in something that they did not inculcate. These are from the Nawazi, matters that require a thorough estimation, understanding, evaluation, before getting in. And all my children will قاتل في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا. All these are rules. When the rule is passed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not ask to eat immediately. Did he understand from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions? Until when you are 212, that was revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacts in a way that is according to the law that was revealed to him. You don't have to take issues in accordance to our effort. Some matters require some consultation, interaction, and a thorough study. Even to him, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when some issues arise, he used to consult some of the intellectuals within the company, even in the act of devotion. And that's why the Rasulullah used to be together with intellectuals, even in terms of devotion. He mentioned, ليالي منكم وللأحلام والنهى ليالي منكم أولي الأحلام والنهى. Those that would follow me should be people of foresightedness. And people of wisdom. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam was receiving the revelation of these verses. But still the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not crossed the limit. He stood in accordance to the Lord. And that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became successful. If we could recall, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam fired when that fatla was revealed to him of Surah Al-Baqarah verse 206, which we are going to read. That fatla when we reach to verse 216, we shall give more elaboration related to this point of discussion. When the Almighty mentioned, وَتِبْ عَلَيْكُمْ الْإِتَالِ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. God mentioned, the world is prescribed to you, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, but it is his God to you. You dislike it. It is unpleasant to you. وَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. So come on. You may dislike something, but it would be the best for you, the best outcome for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. And so come on. You may like something, but it would be bad for you. It would be a bad outcome for you. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. God knows, but you know it not. You don't know. You don't know about the future. As God knows. So that is. Similarly, if you ask those individuals, those people, those communities, those leaders that engage themselves into an art of war or act of war, they will have their reasons. The mind bring that they must supply was also reason. Some they like it, some they dislike it. Some they would come with some notion, some opinion. But sincerely speaking, they dislike it, but they don't have any option. For example, when the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, you know, he arrived to Medina on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, on Monday, Yom al-Ithnayn, al-Thani al-Sharaf of Rabi' al-Awwal, on the first year of the Hijri calendar. So one day is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while living in Mecca under the situation of Adbastus, he was commanded to abstain from any fighting. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam avoided to that fatla, avoided to the room given by the Almighty. And likewise, the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, they comply to the rules given to them. And this is one of the key factors that led to their success, which is opposite to our situation today. Comply to the law, and they want to have a better living. They need to reflect to the life of successful individuals in history, and likewise in your current time, the current years. Who that you would be able to organize yourselves. Find yourself the better way of living. And that's what the Almighty mentioned in that verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216. So common you like something. Going to be a bad outcome for you. Please could recall the reason why the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and his companion had not fought or had fought the people of Mecca is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a law to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. As how the Almighty mentioned in Surah Al-Nisa, mentioned about their condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالَ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ وَالْمَرَاءُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ الآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا. Almighty mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. لم تر إلى الذين قيل لهم كفوا أيديكم. Have you not seen that they were command to abstain their hands? كفوا أيديكم. Hold on to your hands. Abstain yourself from illness. Abstain yourself from fighting. وَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ and establish prayer without charity. فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يخشون الناس خشية الله أو أشد خشية. But when the war is prescribed to them, إذا فريق منهم يخشون الناس. Unfortunately, a portion amongst them was scared about the people, they were scared about their opponents. The khashiyat illahi wa ashad khashiyat. As how we say, God the Almighty. Or more than that. The Almighty mentioned, وَقُلُوا رَبَّنَا لِنَكَ تَفْتَ عَلِمَ الْكِتَابِ. They said, oh Lord, why do you oblige the war for us? Why do you prescribe the war for us? لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب. Would you had stay our land. In a moment, Lola Akhartan. You wish you stay our time. Lola Akhartan. You should have give us a rest time. You should have delayed the hour إلى أجل قريب. Near future. كل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى. Said the Rasulullah sallam was asked to reply to some of his companions. كل متاع الدنيا قليل. The enjoyment of the worldly life is so little. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. In the finality, the hereafter, the eternal life, خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. It's best for the pious. وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. You will not be afraid. You will not be honestly down, even for a skeleton of a dead. Even for a dead membrane, the shell of a dead. Not be honestly removed from your deeds. So when don't my feet be so many to the companions of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that for now, in that instance, they shall fight a war of self-defense. They'll fight back. Some they get confused. Where are they going to fight now? You should have given a right fight. But you have given them a right fight. You should have blamed the war for them. God replied, they should know. Even if they have a long periodic time to live in this world, to enjoy the life of this world, if you compare the life of this world and the eternal life, the enjoyment of this life is so little. And that's one of the head of you. The failure that we are seeing from our nation's military. They are failure not defending nation against all sort of mysteries, all sort of renegades. As you are given challenge, as the government pay your salary, which is signed firmly to defend your nation. As far as some mysteries are fighting against your nation, against your people, you should stand firmly and defend your nation. You're doing it for yourself, for your family, for your dignity, for your community, and for your future. So God has predestined the psychomatic cities. Likewise to be, someone would have a doubt, why did God, but nation is indulging into a So now we can, you could, like for example, have this down. Why did that? It was taking place in Europe. I mean, the war between Russia and Ukraine. Or in Africa, crisis in Sudan. Or the crisis in Middle East. So because there would be this kind of reason. Maybe a war is playing again one portion, and one portion has the right to defend, for example. And you would find at the other direction, there are some individuals, some people that they dislike the war. And some of the people like the war. So God clearly said it. وعلى أن تحبوا شيئا فهو شر لكم وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. Sometimes you may like something to be bad for your future, and at times you would dislike something. But that would be the best for your future, for your survival, for your success. So we be able to get a doubt. The loop. All this mind must be looped under the eye of him. The law is the one that would differentiate that this is done rightly or this is done wrongly. If you study the life of the Rasulullah and his companion, you would understand the position that the Rasulullah and his companion stood in those circumstances, in those incidences, they stood on a right position. As this verses were used on the issue of Hudaybiyah. As I mentioned earlier, the Rasulullah had a dream that he's doing Umrah, a pilgrimage. So he called the attention of the companions. They are going for Umrah. When they were on their way to the Haram, before they arrived to Mecca, the news reached to the Quraysh. The Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam came out in number. They came together with so many people. They are heading towards Mecca. Then the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam eyes to the region of Hudaybiyah, near to the well of Hudaybiyah. The people of Mecca decided not to allow the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam to enter the sanctuary. So they sent him unable, a delegate, have a dialogue with him. Why did that he come to enter into the city of Mecca without any notification, without any prior notification? And he know that they already concluded in their matter. They have taken a vow that رسول الله عليه وسلم will never enter into the city of Mecca forever. The point that they are trying to give as a delegate to have dialogue with رسول الله عليه وسلم was Abu Bakr al-Mas'ud. Abu Bakr al-Mas'ud is taqafi. When the رسول الله عليه وسلم he said, يا محمد جمعت من أوباش ناسا وجئت بهم إلى أهلك وعشيرتك وتفديها بهم. You guarded the groups of dogmatics coming towards your people, your relatives, just as directly. That is to divide them. And he clearly said to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Quraysh took a vow that he will never enter into the city of Mecca forever. And clearly said, since that you arrived to the idea, you are not allowed to enter this city. After that dialogue, Umar ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi went back to the city of Mecca to clarify the outcome of the dialogue. When he went back, when he arrived to the cabinet, he said to the son of Mecca, جئت كسرى في ملكه وقيصر في عزمته فما رأيت ملكا في قومه مثل محمد وأصحابه الذين لا يسلمونه لشيء فذروا رأيكم. In his judgment, he also made, فَإِنَّهُ أَرَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ رُشْدًا فَقُبَلُوهُ وَإِنِ لَكُمْ نَاصِحٌ فَأَخَافُ أَلَّا تَنْتَصِرُوا عَلَيْهِ. They were waiting for Umar ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi to arrive with good news. When he arrived, he stated to them, I went to King Kairos. Because according to what he seen, he has observed from the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam as how the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam valued him, as how they respect the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He said that this you will never forsake him. According to what he said, he thought that the Rasulullah was a king. He considered him to be having a kingdom similar to the kingdom of Kisra and Qaisar. And he said to the son of Mecca, he said, فَإِنَّهُ أَرَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ رُشْدًا. He brought you with guidance. He came to you with outcome. فَبَدُوا. Therefore, accept it. Just take it. And he said, when you look now, I'm admonishing you on that. According to what I observe, according to what I saw, this person is a great king. It's a person of Zara Kingdom. And it's a person of peace. He can deal with an outcome, with resolutions, with solutions. He can with resolution and solution. Better if you take it. When you open your mouth. And for me, to you, I'm giving you admonishment. I'm admonishing you on this matter. Let us accept his own opinion. And over to the one who is not he said, وَخَافُ أَنْ لَا تَنْتَسِرُ عَلِيُ. Also, I'm scared. And also, I'm scared. Maybe will not be victorious over him. Will not win over him. May end up not winning the game. Because everyone was always talking, was among the greatest intellectuals. At them. They selected the best emblem, the best delegate, the best diplomat to approach the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam at Hudaybiyah. When he approached the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, he went back to his prison, the story changed. It was a dead instant. When the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam had not received any reply from the school of Mecca. Therefore the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam sent to them an envoy under the representative of Uthman ibn Affan. He sent to them an envoy under the representative of Uthman ibn Affan. When he entered into the city of Mecca to have dialogue with the leaders, with the people of Mecca, the new priest Uthman. They knew that Uthman was among the Muqabah, the best among the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Because he was a popular person, a wealthy person, a high quality person. When he entered into the city of Mecca, they nabbed Uthman ibn Affan. And the message that this is the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam in the Hudaybiyah, in that the king Uthman ibn Affan. The information reached the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam took a vow that they are to sacrifice their lives for the sake of Uthman ibn Affan. Not to sacrifice, but to seek for justice for the blood of Uthman ibn Affan. It is indicating the quality of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam as a leader. He sanctified for loss of a single individual. Look at our position, our situation today. Our people are being raped, kidnapped, extradited. We don't have enough money to seek for justice. That's not how the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam reacted. Him being a leader, he took a vote. But he would seek justice. But not of Usman ibn Affan. The entire Sahaba, they did the Aliyah to Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, that they stand with him for the sake of Usman ibn Affan. An information reached to the people of Mecca on how Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam reacted along with his companions. Instantaneously, they believed Usman ibn Affan and the men in ambush. Men in individuals. But there was not any more that happened at 2 days later. Later on, Usman discussed with the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam on how the dialogue happened between him and the people of Mecca before they would help him, before they kidnapped him. So later on, there was a negotiation that the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam must go over to the city of Medina. But they would give him a chance in the upcoming year to perform the pilgrimage for 3 days only. They would open a sanctuary for him to perform the pilgrimage, and afterwards he shall go back together with his companions. And Matthew, the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was going for the pilgrimage, he went without any weapon. None among the Sahaba carried any weapon on their journey to the sanctuary, on their journey to that path. That's what has happened at Hudaybiyah. Later on, the people of Mecca, people negotiate as they come with some guidance, some rules. They are on terms, their own conditions in that negotiations. They said that the war should be avoided for 10 years. And peace should be made. Peace should be kept for at least 10 years. And for this year, he should go back to the city of Medina. And anybody from the side of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam that reached to them, they would not return the person back to them. And whoever arrives to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, whoever runs from them and reach the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam shall return the person back to them. If their people went to him, he shall get them returned. So the terms and conditions were unpleasant to the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Because one among the towns is that they are not going to be allowed to perform the pilgrimage at that particular place. And the Rasulullah will send them accept their towns and accept their conditions. So he decided to go back to the city of Medina. And on his way going back to Medina, Surah Al-Fajr was revealed to him. إِنَّا فَتَحَا لَكَ فَتْحَا مُّبِينَ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُدْهِمَ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُّسْتَقِيمًا وَانْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا. So that was the chapter that was revealed to Rasulullah at the end of the chapter. The Quran of the Rasulullah was unpleasant with the terms and conditions brought by the Quraysh in that negotiation. Most of them were dispersed. One among them, like Umar radiallahu anhu, he was totally astonished. He was totally surprised. So the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam decided to go back to the city of Medina. Before he arrived to Medina, on his way going back, Surah Al-Fajr was revealed to him, giving him a bad sign that they would conquer the city of Mecca. And God mentioned, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا. We have conquered for you a direct contest. So what is revealing to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam that we have already made the job for you. We did the job for you. Don't worry. يَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُّسْتَقِيمًا. Being the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam as a leader, accepting the terms and conditions of the people of Mecca at them is like a wrong idea. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ بِرَادِ الْجَاءَ الزَّمْبِ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Forgot to forgive you what has found from your mission. God considered that as a mistake. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a leader to accept that condition, but he accepted that. And likewise in the sight of God. But it's not everyone that was able to understand the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam in that kind of situation. And that's the reason why so many confusion get to the companions of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam at death. When Surah Al-Fajr was revealed to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, it was fast. As a glad tidings to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Muslims were totally happy by the revelation of Surah Al-Fajr. And they came to kneel down. There is no any shadow of doubt that they shall enter into the city of Mecca. Since from that particular day that Surah Al-Fajr was revealed to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba became independent individual. They move wherever they want. They move from and to anywhere they want. And they continue to be closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also from that situation, from that incident, after the revelation of Surah Al-Fatiha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to establish international relations with other nations. Telling them to watch his message. Like the message that he sent to Najashi. Rafnaf. The woman of King at then also received an envoy from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Muqawq, the king of Egypt, had then. Some of them accepted his message, eventually, while some disregard the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Particularly those things that they reject the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among all those nations that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them the envoy is the الحارث بن أزم شمغ الجستان عند كسرة فاشية and there was a reason behind all that. God decided that to happen. اللهم استعان. So reflecting back to the incident of 2 days later, within the time of the negotiation, within the time of Hudaybiyah, and before the arrival of Urwah ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi, so many verses are revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the components of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are clarified. They are sons to defend their dignity, to defend their faith under the establishment of law, for the establishment of justice. And that's the reason why God became grateful by their actions. And God helped them. God supported them over their opponents. With due their little fortification, with due their witnesses, with much number of their opponents and their strength. Like in the time of Badr, Surah Al-Anfal was revealed during Badr. And the incident of Qaynuqa, the incident of Uhud, those ayat found in Surah Ali Imran were revealed in the issue of Banu Qaynuqa. And the issues and the incident of but the incident of Uhud. And in the incident of بني نذير. The آيات in سورة الحج. Reveal due to the incident of بني نذير. Then after the incident of Khandaq and the incident of Bani Qurayza. In those incidences, the verses of Surah Al-Ahzab are revealed to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. And also regarding the incident of Hudaybiyah, the incident of Khaybar, and the incident of Hudaybiyah. Those verses of Surah Al-Fath were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those verses of Surah Al-Baqarah were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the verses from Surah Al-Baqarah. And the incident of Fath Makkah. And the incident of Hunayn, what the Almighty revealed, Surah Al-Nasr, and some of the verses from Surah Al-Tawbah that they reflect into the incident of Hunayn. That is in Surah Al-Bara, Surah Al-Tawbah. And likewise, in the incident of Tabuk, some of the verses of Surah Al-Tawbah were revealed. Like the saying of the Almighty, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَن لَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. The incident of Ka'b ibn Malik and his associates. So that's how the Almighty gave so many verses to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam gradually in order to hand him and give the situation said by the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam to deal with the situation gradually, accordingly, while complying to the most exotic policy, while complying to the laws and order. One of the wisdom that we rely on the incident of Hudaybiyah, in a brief man, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam accepted their terms. Moreover, the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam knew that they are on the right track. The people of Mecca went on. But he knew that the people of Mecca are a nation like other nations. They have their own perspectives. So in terms of negotiation, in terms of understanding, in terms of existence, sometimes a person needs to accept some terms, some conditions, even if the person, or even if the people dislike that. For the sake of peace, you can take a shame for the sake of peace. Need carry shame for the sake of peace. You may crash, as someone said, better you crash and get rich. I would definitely say, as someone said, sell your soul and get shame. No, for the sake of peace, you can take some witnesses. Better. For the sake of peace, you can carry some remission. For example. But you are a person of Hosa. You have your mission, you have your vision, you have your goals. For example, you know what you want to achieve. Whether you can shame or you don't, definitely, if you are the right path, you will restore your vision. And that's how it happened to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because forever he aspired, he reached to that. Up to the time when the Almighty mentioned, يَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ لِنَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. With the last verse that was given to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the verse in the same chapter that we are discussed. فَتَقُوا يَوْمَ تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. So in brief, this is what happened during the last time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the issues of who and how to evaluate the markets, the way the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacts to the issues of Hudaybiyah. Allahumma a'in. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given so many options. Sometimes you will be given an option. One option would be bad for you. And the second option would be good for you. Sometimes the one that is good, according to your own perception, would be the wrong one. Why the bad option? Have you felt who? That would be the best option for you if you would comply to it. So that is the lie of a leader is like up and down. Sometimes you have to look for the betterment of the people, not just for your own betterment. A life wise to the people. It's not every time that you have to follow in accordance with your own perception. You need to review matters. You need a 360 review on matters. Otherwise, you would take a position which will lead to the demolition of your ambition, the future of your four generations would be forgotten. The future of your next generation would be also forgotten. It would not be achieved. So that there is need for evaluation, calculation, estimation, and inculcation in on these direct matters. So inshallah, due to your time limitation, we are going to proceed tomorrow in our meditation to the exegesis of these verses. Inshallah, we will proceed from verse 192. As the Almighty clarified on those statements, this is as a lesson for the later generation. But this is a way of success. We should try as much as possible to get attached to this. When we see any side of an error or mistake committed by the previous generation, or الصوم تفيد فمثلا إيو وجد فنسوي هذا أفلاس من الصفر وش دا to understand that God is merciful to us. Otherwise, God would have utilized us as an example for others. Do you get it? In order for them to take heed. But if God utilized other people as an example for you to take heed, better if you understand that and take heed from that place. Suppose if God decided to make you among just people that were at the time of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, we don't know what kind of function you would adhere to, what kind of faction you would be. You should try as much as possible to take it from this matter. You should know the Asbab al-Wusul. You should know the Al-Nasib al-Wusul. There is Al-Nasib al-Wusul in the issues of the revelation. Some of the verses that we revealed to the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam from the ancient sages. The revelation. Don't speak about the ayat, the verses in the glorious Quran. You should know al-nasib and al-mansub. Likewise, you should know the asbab al-nuzul. That helps in dealing with the information contained in the verses. It helps you know how to. It's a live information, or to apply the information. Allah is the Ta'ala. Besides even the grammatical accept the verses. This is in a mission. Inshallah, tomorrow we will proceed further. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum. ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان نجا رحمة من ربنا نعمة.